You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Jerome DeFlander, a seasoned international strategy execution expert, top executive coach, seminar leader, and highly regarded keynote speaker. He is also the author of the best-selling book, Strategy Execution Heroes, and the new book, The Execution Shortcut. Jerome, certainly a privilege to have you coming to us from Brussels this morning.
Thank you very much, Eric. Happy to be here.
Yeah, good to have you. So in The Execution Shortcut, you reveal that most strategies lose between 40 to 60% of their financial potential along the execution highway. Why is that, and why do some strategies fail where others succeed?
Well, Eric, building a strategy, coming up with your brilliant idea, is only the first step to success. And actually, quite a few people make it to the starting point. But as from there, a lot of human behavior kicks in, and that's where it tends to go wrong. I'll give you an example. Most people, when they communicate, overestimate the success of their own communication skills. And I've done a lot of research on the topic and found that we overestimate our communication skills by a factor 20. So when you are an entrepreneur or a CEO and you say to your partner at home and say, honey, I'm done with all the work, you actually reached out to only 3% of your target audience.
Now, you explained that the execution shortcut requires three prerequisites, the head, heart, and hands connections. Can you explain those, please, for the audience?
Yes, I used the metaphor to help people better understand how to give their ideas a boost. Most of us cover the head part. We're used, that's how we have been trained at business schools, universities, and we cover the head part with the knowledge. But the two more important elements that most people forget when they want to give their idea a boost is, first of all, the heart part. It's very clear from different research from famous universities that if you really want to make your idea succeed, you really have to make an emotional connection with your audience, with the people that have to move forward the idea that you're working on. So one of the key things that you need to do is to work on the heart. How do you do that? For example, instead of just telling your ideas, build a story around it to make sure that people grasp it better. The third element, the hands, is basically answering the question, what's in it for me and what do I have to do as an individual? It's one thing to get a general idea, and even if you want to help, if you don't really understand how you can help, it's very difficult to move forward. So every ID should have a clear call for action that is detailed for the different people that are involved. So those are the three building blocks. First, you aim for the head. You have to make sure that people understand what is expected in general. Two, what you want to do is you want to create an emotional connection. Stories is one element to do so. And thirdly, what you want to do is you want to detail the idea in such a way that people have an easy call for action to move forward.
You also state in the book that successful strategies boost belief and that belief is a key to success. I certainly agree with that. How does belief translate into execution?
Well, let me tell you an interesting experiment that they have done in the Army. There were four different drill instructors, and they were given a list of people they were supposed to be training in 16 weeks. And on that list, it was indicated that one part of the group was excellent. There were some names that got an "we don't know" question mark behind it, and the third group on the list was indicated as average. Now, what those drill instructors didn't know was that those codes were absolutely random. So even if it was indicated that it would have been the best soldier, it could have been the worst from the bunch. But the interesting thing is that because of those drill instructors believed that those codes were real, they started to manage those people in a different way. And after the 16 weeks when they measured the results independently, it was surprising to see that those soldiers that were indicated at random by those people, they actually performed better than the others. So belief has an amazing impact on the way we manage and steer people. One of the key conclusions there is also that if you involve other people in your success and you start from not believing in the beginning that they're not the right people or that they don't have the capabilities to do so, you have already lost the battle before you even started. So belief in yourself, but also belief in other people, is a key element to succeed on the execution road.
Today we are joined by Jerome De Flander, a seasoned international strategy execution expert, top executive coach, seminar leader, and highly regarded keynote speaker. He's also the author of the best-selling book, Strategy Execution Heroes, and the new book, The Execution Shortcut, and can be followed on Twitter at Jerome De Flander, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jerome, on top of knowing your industry, your customers, and your finances, you state that to succeed at implementing strategy, you need to understand how your people tick. Why is that, and what can you do to gain that knowledge?
Well, I go back there to the metaphor I explained before, the three building blocks, the head, the heart, and the hands. I think as an entrepreneur or a manager, instead of only focusing on the PowerPoint and the ID, it's good to challenge yourself or to debate with others how to make sure that you also reach out for the heart and that you can give your ID an emotional element to make sure you succeed in the second connection. And thirdly, that you drill down and think about how you can also make each ID so specific that other people, when they like to get involved, know exactly how they can contribute to success.
And what can we do to speed up the execution journey should we want to move things along faster, and can we really control the journey itself?
That's a challenging question, Eric. There is no magic recipe. If I had it, I would have been a really rich man. So there are only several things we can learn from other successful organizations. I think one of the key things is to realize that having a great idea or having a great strategy will only bring you to the starting point, and that from there it's still a long way to the finish line. It's the same thing as when people talked about HR in the 60s or IT in the 80s. Most people at the time said it's not really important, it's a random side product. The same thing I have seen with many people when we talk about strategy execution. It's something most people didn't worry about too much. Once you have a great idea or a great strategy, most people think they are very close to success. But research shows that you're only at the starting point with those different elements. So my best advice would be to see strategy execution as a field where you can improve yourself and your organization, and take the same approach as you would do for sales or marketing and start building those execution muscles, because you will benefit from them for the rest of your life.
Well, certainly been good to have had you. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about your two books, to make the purchase, and to also be in contact with you online?
My latest book is called The Execution Shortcut, and the easiest way to find is just have a look at Amazon, where you can find it, or in your favorite bookstore. You can find me online on my blog, which is called like my name, Jeroen de Vlaender, where people can find more information about strategy executions, tips, and other ebooks to improve their own execution skills.
Outstanding. We've been speaking with Jeroen de Vlaender from Brussels, Belgium this morning, a seasoned international strategy execution expert, top executive coach, seminar leader, and highly regarded keynote speaker. Like you've been hearing, he is the author of the best-selling book, Strategy Execution Heroes, and the new book, The Execution Shortcut. And the website of reference is simply Jeroen-D-Vlaender.com. Jeroen, thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
You're welcome, Eric.
And have a good one. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.